Last year, I completed the documentary The Lady and the Refugee. It's a two-part story that raised a lot of eyebrows and caused a great deal of discussion. Our website was overwhelmed with hundreds of heated reactions that revealed everything from furious rejection to adoration of the leading characters in the story. The Lady and the Refugee is about the haves and the have-nots. A wealthy family living in a large, elegant house taken a young refugee from Angola named Santana. The driving force behind this idea is the mother, Margot. She grows increasingly fond of him, but his chances for a residence permit are slim. If he faces deportation, she will opt for civil disobedience and take him in illegally. It's an interesting subject to deal with in a time when Holland has been in such social turmoil. The huge influx of refugees followed by the strict curtailment in the past years, the political breakthrough and assassination of the right-wing Pim Fortuyn, who put an end to political correctness, the murder of the controversial opinion maker Theo van Gogh, and not to mention the immense integration problems of large groups of Turkish and Moroccan minorities living in Holland. These events have raised so many important questions about who we are. Are we tolerant and respectful to others? Are we charitable and willing to make sacrifices? How narrow-minded and envious are we? I hope the film will confront people with their own preconceptions and will entice them to think for themselves. What am I doing to help those who are less fortunate than myself? Do I take the trouble to do more than just say hello to the black refugee delivering my newspaper every day? And is that the right thing to do, or is that hypocritical? After all, we're all part of the absurd world of the haves and have-nots.